Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, August the 31st, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you do. We thank you for so much that you've shown us, and as we see it being fulfilled day by day, we recognize the accuracy of your word and the soon coming of your Son. We ask, Lord, that you would fill us with understanding, that we might be prepared to do that which we must and stand as we should. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, August the 31st, 2021, the subject is Feds warn of alarming rise in reports of fake vaccine cards sold and used. Now, this is an article that I found in the ABC News, and it was published on August the 27th, 2021. There were some writers of this article, Bashasha Pekenik, P-E-Z-E-N-I-K, and Kathleen Falmer, F-O-L-M-E-R. And as I said before, it was published on August the 27th, 2021. Now, the title of the article again, Feds warn of alarming rise in reports of fake vaccine cards sold and used. And, of course, we found it on the ABC News website. Now, here's the article. Now, I want you to understand that this is something that I became aware of quite suddenly. The truth of the matter is that it seems to be quite a big deal now, because there are a lot of people who are trying to avoid the vaccination simply by purchasing these fake cards. All right. So let's take a look at the first article. There are a few articles that we will be looking at along the same trend today. Let's take a look at the first one. Some fraudsters are now promising database hacking along with the paper cards. A burgeoning online market for counterfeit COVID-19 vaccination cards is setting off alarm bells for federal health officials, who warn that the demand for fake proof of immunity is on the rise. The Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General tells ABC News exclusively that they are receiving increasing reports of individuals creating, purchasing, and using fake COVID-19 vaccine cards, warning that the proliferation of sham cards can leave victims' personal identity vulnerable and threaten the nation's hard-fought gains against the virus. We're seeing it to be widespread, and part of that is because it's being done across social media and e-commerce, where anybody who might run into it could become a participant in it. Miranda Bennett, special agent in charge of healthcare, told ABC News of the rise in the reports. It's very concerning, she says. The illicit niche industry for forged vaccination cards is hitting its stride just as new vaccine requirements are rapidly being implemented at the federal, state, and local levels, and in both the public and private sectors, requiring proof of inoculation in order to work at a hospital, teach or attend school, work out at the gym, or eat inside a restaurant. Yet despite the new policies and the FDA's full approval this month of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, some hesitant Americans still refuse to be vaccinated. For enterprising fraudsters, the fresh demand presents a ripe opportunity, and experts say it's not good about offering fake paper cards anymore. Let me read that sentence again for you. For enterprising fraudsters, the fresh demand presents a ripe opportunity, and experts say it's not just about offering fake paper cards anymore. At the end of July, we saw a spike in new services where they're actually offering the hacking of databases along with the cards themselves. Executive of FakeSpot, a company specializing in targeting online fraud, said, "These fraudsters know what they're doing. They see trends and they jump on them. So no, they're not only going to sell you the card, but they can actually hack into the database and make it appear like if you are registered as having had the vaccine." Continuing, an expert say that some of it is happening in plain sight rather than remaining relegated to the web's dark recesses. Fraudsters are staking out public accessible domains. "There's something we've never seen before," she said. "We've seen it in the dark web. We've seen it in Mr. Robot," said Khalifa, referencing the popular TV hacker drama. "But we've never seen it broadly offered to the general public like it is right now." While prices of fake cards typically range from over $50 to $200, some cards have been spotted selling for as much as $750. One site selling fake promises database registered CDC and NHS COVID vaccine cards, complete with sophisticated anti-counterfeit technology to ensure authenticity and peace of mind, has been found. Another site touts their access to different databases to get cards registered. Yet another site offers a special discount on family deals for the cards. Experts say they're concerned about the scammers who falsely offer to infiltrate databases in order to exploit victims' personal information through identity theft. But if fraudsters can deliver on the promise of successfully inputting inaccurate medical information into protected databases, it's an even larger security concern. If they're actually putting in these fraudulent records, it's a huge problem for society, Khalifa said. "These scammers are very savvy," said Bennett. "Once you're given that information, it's there and you can't give it back." HHS officials tell ABC News that they have received nearly 200,000 complaints related to COVID-19 fraud since the pandemic began, with calls about fake vaccine cards coming in every day. As many as half of the daily reports coming into the agency's investigative arm are related to COVID-19 vaccine card scams. The federal law enforcement and health agencies warn that those who falsely purport to be protected from the virus risk exposing themselves and others to the virus. It's a joint alert issued this spring, and 47 state attorneys general warned the CEOs of Twitter, eBay, and Shopify not to harbor these illicit sales on their platforms. "We're always chasing cyber criminals who are trying to run away," says Dmitry Golov, a researcher who tracks the sale of fake certificates for the cybersecurity of Casbury. "It's vital to try to be one step ahead of these people." To combat the COVID-19 scams, HHS has partnered with agencies across various sectors of the government, including the FBI, Medicaid Fraud Controls Unit, State Attorneys General, and the International Law Enforcement, since vaccine cards fraud can have international impact. In the future, your vaccine card may be required for flying, attending classes, or doing business through your employer, says one website selling fake cards. The paper cards may be the only ticket to access those platforms. Some colleges and universities have announced that they will only start accepting students with proof of a COVID-19 vaccination in the fall for in-person learning. Another site says, "We offer the possibility of getting this card as we've come to realize that many Americans do not want to take the vaccine." The use of fake vaccine cards at colleges and universities has been a special concern for authorities. At the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, officials were addressing rumors of easy access to fake cards that spread across campus even before classes began. Benjamin Meyer, a UNC global health policy professor, told ABC News that every single one of the students he's spoken with know exactly how to get these fraudulent vaccine cards, and that he personally knows students who have submitted these to the university. When people try to fake their vaccination status with a fraudulent vaccine card, they're putting themselves, their loved ones, and their communities at risk, North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein said in a statement to ABC News. In response, UNC officials told ABC News that students who provide false information and violate the university's honor code may face disciplinary action up to suspension. I think the vast majority of students are doing the right thing, UNC rising junior Simeon Fanmore told ABC News, but it only takes a few. And of course, that is the report there that has been published today. And, you know, it's really something when you can actually get a fake card. And not only can you get a fake card, but you can get it hacked into the system so that when a doctor or some authority goes to check to see if you really got the vaccine, the information will be in the system. Now, that is serious. And of course, I don't know how they will be able to solve that problem. Don't know how they would be able to prevent that problem. All right. Second article found in the ABC News, ABC 7 News website. And this was published a little bit before that. This was published on August the 9th, 2021. The writer of this article is Luz Pena, P-E-N-A. And the title is, Experts Warn Fake Vaccination Cards Could Prolong Pandemic. FBI Categorizes Them as a Crime. The title again, Experts Warn Fake Vaccination Cards Could Prolong the Pandemic. FBI Categorizes Them as Crime. Here's some of that article. In a matter of clicks, anyone could have access to a fake CDC vaccine card. This is what 45 attorneys general across the nation are highly concerned about. We know people who have been selling fake vaccine cards, says North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein. Stein says that this act will make people less safe and make the COVID-19 pandemic last longer. In a letter, Attorney General Stein is giving the CEOs of Twitter, eBay, and Shopify until Friday to respond. Take immediate action to prevent your platforms from being used as a vehicle to commit these fraudulent and deceptive acts, Stein says. Stein believes these black market deals could lead to a wider implementation of vaccine passports. I expect there will be some form of digital signature, said Stein. The concept of a digital vaccine passport has become more relevant, according to experts, as the April 15 date approaches, when California will allow theater performances and indoor concerts, among other private gatherings. It will likely need to be both paper and digital for the reasons you mentioned. Not everyone has digital access. On a call with reporters, California Director of Public Health Thomas Aragon gave some insight as to where the state stands regarding vaccine passports. We will see what the federal government comes out with. We are also planning to make sure that we come up with a way to identify these fake cards. If we don't move fast enough with the technical stands of what we expect. At least 8 airlines are not waiting for states to implement this digital certificate. The Common Project CEO Paul Meyer says that their digital pass must be safe and could prevent fraud. The way that the data is digitized basically takes the record of that vaccination and puts it into an AIS, effectively a digital envelope, he says. As to vaccine passports being implemented nationwide, the Biden administration has made it clear that they will leave that up to the states and the private sector to decide. The FBI urging the public to not post photos of your vaccine cards to social media websites, pointing to personal information that could be stolen to commit fraud. In a statement, the FBI categorized the unauthorized use of an official government agency and its seal as a crime, citing this as an act that could be punishable under Title 18 United States Code and other applicable laws, and adding, do not buy false vaccine cards, do not make your own vaccine cards, and do not fill in blank vaccination records with false information, for it could be a crime, is a necessary warning. So that's the second article that we've gotten there, and they're both dealing with the possibility of what is happening now. Now, I just want you to know that this is not something that is going to happen in the future. These cards are already being sold, and I would imagine they have already been used and placed as an excuse or access for people to enter into the places that they need to have them. Finally, let's take a look at another article in the Washington Post. And this one was published on August the 16th, 2021. The writer of this article is Katie Shepard, and the title of the article is Federal Agents Seize Thousands of Fake COVID Vaccination Cards Destined for Locations Across the United States. So they've already gotten quite a number of them. The title again, Federal Agents Seize Thousands of Fake COVID Vaccination Cards Destined for Locations Across the U.S. Bundles of counterfeit coronavirus vaccination cards printed with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention logo have been shipped from Shenzhen, China to recipients all around the United States as some unvaccinated people try to evade restrictions that require proof of the shot to enter certain bars, schools, and public spaces. U.S. Customs and Border Protection and those officials said in a Friday statement that agents have seized thousands of fake vaccination cards passing through Memphis, a shipping hub. These vaccinations are free and available everywhere. Michael Niepert, who is the director of Memphis, said in a statement, if you do not wish to receive a vaccine, that is your decision. But don't order a counterfeit, waste my officer's time, break the law, and misrepresent yourself. The agents confiscated 121 packages filled with more than 3,000 fake vaccination cards, according to the CPB. And the officers realized the cards were fake because the packages were not sent by the CDC or another medical organization. The forms also had errors, including misspellings, unfinished words, and incorrect Spanish translations, the agency said. Making or buying a counterfeit card violates federal laws against the unauthorized use of an official government agency's seal, which can result in a fine or up to 5 years in prison. As the number of coronavirus cases has swelled again with the spread of variants such as Delta, many places have begun asking people to present proof of vaccination to enter public spaces where social distancing is difficult. Chicago's large outdoor music festival required concert goers to show vaccination cards or negative coronavirus tests. San Francisco's bars have ordered patrons to show proof of vaccination, and New York City mandated vaccinations for patrons of to dine indoors and enter gyms. Despite the law barring imposter cards and the heightened risk of infection for the unvaccinated population, some people have sought ways around inoculation requirements. On Sunday, police arrested Norbert Chung, 57, and Trevor Chung, 19, in the Honolulu airport after the father and son duo allegedly used fake coronavirus vaccination cards to evade travel restrictions and fly from California to Hawaii without having been vaccinated. So now you see it's getting serious. And of course, there's going to have to be a way for them to track these cards down. And they might even have to include a way of inspecting the machines to make sure that the information that is on the card has not been hacked into the machines. Well, here we go. Not only is the vaccination becoming mandatory, but on top of that, we see that there are fake cards being sold, which means, of course, that there will be that number of individuals who are still susceptible to the illness, but who will be carrying a card which will say that they are not. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the warnings that you have given us in the past. But we recognize the fulfillment of everything that you have said as is happening now. And we recognize the dangers that allay on all levels. We ask, Lord, that today you would give us the strength to stand for truth and to be responsible individuals, standing by that which we believe and making the right choices always, so that we might set the right example for those who are around us and for our children, and that ultimately we will be ready to go home with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your Daily Briefing, August the 31st, 2021.